Hello you guys, welcome to this favorites video. It's going to be chit-chatty. It's going to be probably more appropriate for you to watch during the day or when you do different chores. That's what I tend to do when I watch favorites videos. So I'm going to talk about everything. I mean, I have quite an array of things to share with you. I used to make these videos quite often, the favorites, like 7 years ago or something, and then I just stopped, and now I really love watching these myself, so I want to make them for you too. Okay, so we're going to begin with, I guess, skincare. So here's the thing, I've always been a moisturizer person. I love moisturizers. I love serums, moisturizers, all of the toners and all that kind of stuff, you know it. But recently, I kind of have become a hyper-aware of things that go into moisturizers. And the ones that I actually love have a lot of things that bothered me when I researched it, and I have always known it, honestly, but it has become more obvious to me right now, actually settled in, and I started looking at oils more, and right now I'm obsessed. For about a month and a half, I've been using only oils every day. And it's amazing. I enjoy it on my skin right now. Will I switch back? Anything is possible, right? But right now, this is my favorite thing. So, this is my number one oil. It's Desert Essence Organic Jojoba Oil. And this specific oil, I could not find online. Only in Whole Foods. Which is a bummer because this is my absolute favorite. The consistency, something about this jojoba oil is just right for me. So I use this one every day, and then I've also started making like a cocktail of oils, and I've heard about squalene oils, but never tried it as a raw ingredient. So I tried this one, and I do love it. I cannot use it as its own product. It has to be a mixture of things. It's too oily for me. Too oily of oil. And then the third one I use daily is this rosehip oil. I love the glass bottle. I love the consistency. It is very orangey yellow color. But I do love this one. So what I do daily in the mornings, I usually do a combination of squalene oil and rosehip oil, and I put a drop of this, two, three drops of this, and then I add water. So I just put my hand under the water, let it drip a bit, and then I just rub it all in together into sort of like this moisturizing concoction, and then I would just rub it all over myself, and it would take almost 10 minutes for it to actually absorb, but then once it does, it feels plump and lush, and it feels great. I've noticed that that's the way I have to do it, with some water, otherwise it just kind of slathers and sits on top of my skin. But when I mix with water, it makes everything better. And then at night, I usually do a combination of these two. Squalene oil, put one, you know, one pipette, whatever comes out, and then it so much. It's good for my nails, it's good for my skin, makes me feel good. And then I've only recently started looking at organic castor oil. And this is the only one I could find that it's in a glass bottle near me. And again, literally for less than a week, I started using it. So I'm putting it on all the rough areas, like on my feet, you know, on some of the hardened areas. I put this on my eyebrows, on my eyelashes, on my nails. I put this on my abdominal because I've heard that actually helps to regulate. I'm not sure how science works with that, but I actually have seen a doctor post about it, that it helps with digestion, even though it's topical. And like it helps with, you know, your cramps and all of your lady time. That time of the month, it's going to regulate and soothe some cramping, so that was awesome. So I started using it again for only a couple days, so I don't expect huge results right away, but it's just super heavy. But we'll see how it goes. I'm just all into oils right now. Obsessed. Okay, I am also still trying to recover from my constant sickness. I was sick like in February for a couple weeks, and now it's March, and I've been sick for a couple of weeks, and it's just been terrible. I get no break, and I want to make all of these interesting, extravagant videos, and I just cannot. My voice does not last. My energy goes down. I'm just so bummed out because I'm inspired and motivated, but then I'm limited. So I hope you've been enjoying kind of more relaxed style of videos for now. The way, if you hear weird sounds, that's me on this leather chair. Okay, so I buy candles from Target. It's easy, and whenever me and my daughter go there, we just like once a month or twice a month, we would always pick up a candle because they always have that seasonal type of candle situation, and we love to just stand around the candles and just smell them and critique them. Like, oh, this is disgusting, oh, this one's nice. It's the cutest thing. So this one is our last one, Rose Glow, and you know, nothing special. It smells like elevated rose scent. Give me some tapping sounds. I feel like I'm not doing any tapping sounds for you. That's another thing too. Again, I'm becoming more aware of fragrances and what's included in them, especially when they kind of spread out throughout your house. And again, growing a little girl, also all of that kind of their hormonal development, so I'm learning more about it. So when we do burn it, we usually have windows open, so it's kind of, it's mixed with fresh air. But it's nice to have some perfume, you know, in your house. Of decorating my house. I'm doing it very slowly. We've been in this house for 5 years, almost 5 years, and I'm still trying to decorate. I still have a room and a half that has no furniture, and I'm just slowly trying to build up. So it's not overwhelming otherwise. I thought of hiring a designer, but then I'm like, I'm really interested in this too, so I like the research, the thought process behind what I want, what I don't want, what my family wants and needs. So I'm enjoying the slow process of building up. So recently I ordered these super fancy candles, and I'm not planning on burning them. They will be more for decoration. I started opening one, and I was like, okay, that sounds really good. So I saved them. They also smell good. Even though it said unscented, there's some scent. Love the natural packaging too. Okay. I'm so happy to see this paper and cardboard versus these were not cheap, I'll give you that, but this is handmade, and it looks amazing. It smells very beautiful. I have no idea what scent this is, but this is a candle itself. One just like that. Oh, it smells so good. How pretty is this? Let me open the second one. The second candle. So it is a set of two. And again, my plan is to literally just keep them on the shelf like this as a set for decorative purposes. I find them to be so classy, very kind of modern style. And I do not want to burn them. Even though they do have a very scent of sophistication, if I may. It's like lightly creamy floral, if I would describe it. Yeah, like creamy but floral at the same time. Also, I think these would be a perfect gift. The more I look at it, like, I think almost everyone would love these in their house. And almost everyone would want these as a gift, I think. And they smell wonderful. Okay. So I know some of you have looked in the back and were like, what is this? Why is there a dish standing? And it's because it's my new favorite dish. Yes, that's right. And you know what this is? It's cabbage. Okay. It's cabbage. It's cooked. And fried cabbage. And I have been eating it by myself every day for about a week. And I keep making and I keep making new one and I keep making new one. It's the most delicious Russian recipe of cabbage that you probably have ever tasted. And it's not long enough to do ASMR video with. So I might do it like on my vlog channel maybe. It might be even enough, honestly, good enough for a short. So maybe I'll do that. This tastes to me like my childhood. I'm also lucky hungry. So I'll have another one. So, we all know how good cabbage is for you, right? Especially cooked cabbage. Because it doesn't give you the side effects that you usually get from eating raw cabbage. Because cooked is processed. But if you're looking for more fiber in your life, you have got to eat your cabbages. So since we started talking about fiber, been on a big kick of including more fiber and more protein into my meals. I've tried calorie counting for a couple of weeks and I lost zero weight and I felt worse, if that's possible. I don't know what it was, so I'm realizing that at my age now, which I'm 37, what I eat is a little bit more important than how much I eat of it. So I realized again things like if I eat cooked cabbage every day, it feels great for me. But if I eat almost any version of sugar at this point, my body rejects it and I feel very bad. So I'm in this love-hate relationship that phasing out certain foods out of my diet. It's very hard to do, almost impossible. But I'm trying by implementing new things and hopefully replacing them eventually. So like last night I skipped eating meat and rice from my plate and I just ate this cabbage. I know I need more protein, so I'm adding more protein other ways. So one of those things is this powdered collagen protein. It is a grass-fed whey protein. Grass-fed collagen. I've been enjoying it, and I add things like this to my coffee. So when I add my half and half, I don't use the sweetened creamer. Instead, I add this sweetened protein that has vanilla flavor, and then I add my half and half for kind of fat and creaminess, and I could not taste this at all. It doesn't taste like the best coffee in the world, but it's tolerable, and I also know that I'm eating protein, so if I use one scoop, I'm having 10 grams of protein with my coffee, and that's literally amazing, because you're supposed to eat so much. It's impossible to eat so much, I feel like. But the bottom line is, I'm trying to add protein in any form I can. So if I'm eating a salad, I have to add beans to it, so it would be fiber and protein. I'm just trying to encourage myself to eat certain foods, and it's working, and I like it. Okay, so something not food. Here's my daughter's latest art that she made. Look how cute this is. So I'm a very proud parent, and my daughter is an extremely creative person, and she sometimes makes things like this, and they're almost always 3D, meaning if she does a painting, it has to stick out, which is really cool, because we never taught her that. She kind of started doing that on her own. And almost every time she does some kind of painting or art, she always adds things that are like very random, like this. Look at that, she look like a little feather tail. These ones on here, and they all match color. And then she put like stickers and adds random things. I know it might not be a big deal, but for me, seeing her doing these 3D projects make me feel so happy. It makes me think that she has this amazing vision of the world that is not flat, that's dynamic, and it's, again, visual. That makes me super happy. I saw this one. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna hang it on the fridge. That is a fridge worthy art to me. She drew a little kitten, which is also a little cutie. So she's 5 years old, and she's just the love of my life, my best friend. Okay, so that's that. Just wanted to show you how cool this is. On my nails today, I have this Zoya nail polish, and it's called Shelby. Is it my favorite color? I don't know. I do like it. It's very spring for me, and I wanted something spring. It is a little bit too much Barbie for me, I think, but I do actually enjoy it. When I saw it in the store and I tried it on, you know, secretly on my nail, I was like, oh, I missed this kind of color. So I'm like all pink for you today. And since we're talking about pink, I've been enjoying these jewelry pieces, and you probably have seen them in way too many videos now. This ring. Go back into a soft spoken voice, okay? So I wanted to show you and really talk to you a little bit about something that I've been really enjoying, and I've been enjoying it for a while, but I kind of stepped back from it, and it's sound baths. Remember those? So I was heavily into them like almost 2 years ago, and that's the first time I've been introduced to them. One of my friends from my mom groups was like, you know, we're going to the sound bath next to my house, you want to come? And I'm like, what's that? Okay, I'll go. So, and I was just mesmerized. It was the best experience of my life. And since then, I've been going quite heavily. I kind of took a break last fall, but now I'm back to going, and I love it. Oh my gosh, it's just something like tribal. It feels like it comes from within. I don't want to say the word healing, but it does have healing qualities to it. In that 1 hour, while you're just laying on the floor, on the blanket, like covered with a blanket, on the pillow, and all you do is just experience sounds, deep, loud sounds from these singing bowls or gongs or all of these amazing instruments, and just something rises within you, and you feel, you can actually like experience different feelings towards different instruments, and it's amazing. So I'm really interested in sounds, specifically sound healing therapies and vibrational therapies, and I'm very fascinated behind the science behind them, and I'm actually trying to study some of it too and learn more about interested. So I'm slowly trying to invest into some of the instruments. They are very expensive. Very expensive. Most of them start at $50-$60 and then go to thousands of dollars per item. So you know I have. So you might remember that I have one Koshi chime. So I'll give you a lesson. This is the old one. The next one will be a new one, okay? I can't really talk during it because it's going to be a very different contrast for the sound. So instead, I'm actually going to not talk, give you a lesson, and then I will turn down the volume in post-production, okay? A new one. This one is called Earth, and the other one's called Fire. How beautiful is that sound? It's so beautiful, so enchanting, so pleasant. I feel like only in rare occasions can you say that, oh my gosh, that's so annoying. Most of the time you'll say, okay, that was very interesting, perked my interest, like, I want to listen, I want to hear it again. So, you'll probably see more things from me again that work with sound, specifically like sound therapy. Okay, my lip color, one of the ones I'm trying, same thing with clean ingredients, clean as much as they can be. By Honest Beauty, I actually didn't even know that they had lipsticks, and it's called Plum Drop, and it's a tinted lip balm. So it looks super dark here, but don't forget it's just tinted. This is what I have right now on my lips. It does not come on that dark. As you can tell, if anything, gives you a little shin of, again, like a plum version of it, but it's very sheer. And if you actually kiss something, it will come off. But it's one of the cleaner options that I was able to find. Again, cleaner. Okay, that's that. So in case you're wondering, I've been enjoying. So my favorite, one of my favorite teas, the flavoring wise, and you know I'm pretty heavy on teas, I have like 3 to 4 cups of different teas throughout the day. I usually have my decaffeinated coffee with my protein in the morning, then I have black tea before 12, and then in the afternoon I do a couple of different herbal teas throughout. And I found this one specifically, lavender chamomile flavoring or lavender mint chamomile flavoring. So this one's all three of them, and it's such a beautiful combination. So I found this brand online. Oh, I love this combination, lavender, chamomile, and mint. Very light, very herby. You can already probably come up with the scent in your mind. So now for family kind of things. Our family has recently been really heavily into playing cards. Mila turned 5 recently, and she is ready for all sorts of puzzles, these kind of card games, board games, and things like that. So in the last, like, I want to say 4 to 5 months, we play almost every single day. And it's such a fun family activity. We do it just after dinner. Once we're done with dinner, clear the table and play on the love it so much. Such an amazing, easy bonding experience. These things like cost nothing, but they promote logic, experimentation, you know, reading the emotions of people, bonding as a team, learning to lose, learning to win, watching other people lose, watching other people win. Such an interesting thing. And, you know, usually name to them, probably mostly for gambling, but I feel like in a healthy way, it's an incredible skill. So we've been playing a game that's called Go Fish, and it's been our favorite as a family. I will tell you that your little child will not be able to hold the cards, so I got this one after like a couple of weeks of playing and struggling of leveling the cards on something. I got this little thing, and it's been a godsend. It works so good. It holds two rows of cards for the kid. Okay, so our favorite is Memory Match. And it's exactly what you think it is. You lay down the rows of the cards. There's 39 cards. And each player gets a chance to flip two cards over, see, then flip them back. Then the next player goes, and that's how you collect them all. Which is kind of fun because everybody's like steals each other's opening stuff. And Go Fish is really fun too. It's super awesome. And Go Fish we play every single I mean, every day. Our next favorite is Slapjack. And they have so many different versions of it. They have Flapjack, Slapjack, just like, that's so many of them. But yeah, they are pretty fun. I would say four and a half year olds can totally play all these games already. Well, most of the children. Okay. And how cute is this little basket? Because we have so many of them now, I hear. And we've tried them all, but again, we have our favorites at this time. And I got this basket. It was like a free gift, and it had no bottom, I remember. It was like a tissue paper, it was like from a, I don't know what it was from, some kind of inexpensive gift that somebody gave me, which is fine. And I was like, I can't get rid of it, so I just cut out like a cardboard, put it down, and now it's a workable basket that we keep in our kitchen. Game night basket. So, in ASMR community, we all know what this is, right? Nobody's surprised to hear this, or see it, I'm sorry, to see this. Let's do it. It is one of those amazing head massagers that recreates the sensation of tingles like nothing else does. So effortless, so easy, and I always want to know the story. So I went one step forward, and I've ordered two that are more frequent. So this one I believe has 20 prongs, and the other one has 30. And I tell you, it's definitely more intense. It is more desensitizing. So just after a couple of times, you definitely start losing. And then this one is with a lot of these prongs. Is it prongs, I guess? And this one feels like an intense hat, as if somebody's putting a hat on your butt. Oh my gosh, it's so firm and just so pleasant. And this definitely feels like a head massager versus the smaller one. You know, you would think it's, you know, it's easy to buy the cheap one, and it kind of gets crooked like that. It doesn't look pretty, but these are slightly more expensive, but the quality is all more cool because they're more even. See? So when you put it on, oh, it's amazing. It's just amazing. Super intense, very nice bonding experience as well. For spouses or with your children. Amazing feelings. So the last thing, I want to show you something on my phone, right? Some of the things that are not physical. And I've had this app for quite some time now. It's called Taleo. Using a free option, but you can use a more subscription option. And basically you log in your moods every day. You how many times activities you did. in my area, anything used costs almost the same as brand new, and it just is mind-boggling to me. I don't understand. But also, like, I would love to get the used item, but it's literally, like, it's almost the same price as brand new. So yeah, for environment, it's better, but then this item is, like, it's useless.